This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1585. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 5th, Abkhazia, Albania, Antarctica, Bahamas, Bhutan, Bolivia, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Colombia, Cuba, Greece, Kurdistan, Madagascar, Malaysia, Netherlands, Nigeria, North America, Pakistan, Peru, Poland, Sarawak, Solomon Islands, Tibet, USA, Yemen, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Here's what may or may not be a new radio country for you, for those who are keeping track. In Australian DX News, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria reports hearing Abkhaz radio on 9535, September 30th at 0700. It was in vernacular then and from 0802 in Russian. He says, a day of victory of Abkhazia with their independence from Georgia 18 years ago. From Sukhumi, frequency 9535. Radio Tirana, Albania continues to be missing from shortwave for almost 2 months now. There were reports that they were waiting on a replacement part to get them back on the air, but there may be other problems too. On September 30th, we heard from Drita Chicho, who is head of the monitoring division, that she had just met with the new director of Radio Tirana, Alphonse Zanelli, a well-known journalist. He'd been on the job only 2 days and said he was going to look into the problem. Another week gone by, and only on one day was LRA 36 Antarctica detectably on the air on 15476, Thursday, September 29th, but not on Tuesday, October 4th. When active, there is at least a carrier on 15476 at various times between 1230 and 1500 UT. If you hear a station on 1540 giving temperatures in Fahrenheit, it certainly isn't Canada, but it could be Bahamas. Terry Kruger in neighboring Florida heard ZNS1 October 1st at 2317 with temperatures in Fahrenheit from ZNS1 Radio Bahamas of the Bahamas Radio Corporation. No reports lately of BBS Bhutan on 6035. However, Alokesh Gupta says in the DX South Asia group, they're still using their old 30 kilowatt transmitter as confirmed from them. The new one is to be back on the air very soon, sometime in October. Watch out for special programs on the occasion of the royal wedding on October 13th. In shortwave bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden reports that he hears almost every day Radio Juan 23, Bolivia, from 2130 to sign off 2202, but it's a very weak signal, measured on exactly 6055.098 on September 23rd. He got a complete ID, confirmed by Henry Clements, who listened to his recording. By the way, there's some listings that show the word Cultural in their name, but it's just Radio Juan 23. And there's a lot more in SWB about Radio Juan 23 and its location, including a complaint that although they paid in advance $65,000 for a new transmitter, they kept getting put off by the company and are still waiting for it well over a year later, the company being Energy Onyx. In late September or early October, the Brazilian on 9675 reactivated Radio Canção Nova in Cachoeira Paulista, heard by Alnwick in Pennsylvania, early UT October 1st. 9675, that's right in between Russia and Serbia. Vitaly Lisovsky in Ukraine says it's been off for 3 or 4 months. And also reported by Luca Botafiora in Italy around 0550. And I heard it as well about the same time. That was at 0513. It's a religious format, as if there's not enough of that already on shortwave from Brazil. By the way, in the new DX Listening Digest, number 11-40, thanks to Harold Froge, We have a comprehensive summary of all Brazilian shortwave activity, frequency by frequency, and with the dates each one has been most recently reported. For several hours during the day on October 1st, Kai Ludwig went out to a low-noise meadow to do a lot of monitoring. And among many other things, he found that Radio Bulgaria is running two transmitters on 7400 for the Russian broadcast at 14 to 1500. But it doesn't work. The audio circuits to Podarsko and Kostinbrod have a different delay, resulting in a really bad echo. And by the way, one of those transmitters on 7400 puts a harmonic on 14800, heard the next day, October 2nd at 1334, by Giampiero Bernardini in Italy. In the medium wave circle, Barry Davies in the UK points out that the Montreal station on 1650 apparently has a new call sign. According to the website, it's ckzw.ca, known as Radio Gospel 1650 AM Montreal. Whatever became of CJRS, Radio Shalom, which, as you might guess, has a Jewish emphasis? Well, they do not want to be on the air at all on the Sabbath, so they turn over their transmitter to Christians one day a week. And in Montreal, Sheldon Harvey confirms that CKZW is an imaginary call sign. It's really still CJRS. Sheldon says the group has been trying to get a station of their own for years, but they've always been rejected by the CRTC. I think the CKZW call sign is what they would hope to use if they were to get their own station. Ron Howard in California has some news about Chinese regional shortwave stations on 5050 Beibu Bay Radio, BBR. He assumes due to their national holidays, are broadcasting mostly in Chinese instead of the normal Vietnamese, heard October 2nd at 12:19 with pop and patriotic Chinese songs, with a very few segments, such as the weather, in Vietnamese. Also October 3rd and 4th in Chinese, parallel to 9820. By the way, Australia, Aussies Radio, had not yet returned to 50-50. And Voice of Pujiang on 5075 made their seasonal change back to their winter frequency instead of 9705, which we'd been hearing in the summer. Heard on 5075 October 2nd at 11:54, parallel to its two other frequencies, which never change, 3280 and 4950, all with fair reception and a radio dramatization in Chinese. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says his favorite radio station from Latin America is Al Caravan Radio from Colombia, 5909.940. Heard September 24th at 0410, 10 over 9 in Europe, with frequent IDs, much romantic music, Mexican trumpets, and a lot of fervor. Since Cuba jams Radio Martí on the radio, Juan Tamayo in the Miami Herald reports that Radio Martí has found another way to get its messages into Cuba, namely texting. In fact, they have a cellular text messaging system, computerized, that can send up to 24,000 text messages a week to cell phones on the island. And guess what? Cuba's government, which censors everything, calls this cyber war. Thanks to Terry Kruger for that story. More about it in the October 3rd Miami Herald. This week, the Voice of Greece has been missing from a lot of its scheduled transmissions, presumably due to general strikes and or the financial situation. For example, we're no longer hearing 9420 around 0500 and 15630 also missing around 1400, but later in the day 15630 comes back. In Australian DX newsroom in Pankow in Bulgaria reported it was not on the air on September 28th on 9420 or 15630, nor was Radio Filia on 11645. There had been strikes. They were playing only symphony or light instrumental music on all medium wave frequencies. September 29th at 15:30, also on short wave. They did come back on for some sports broadcasts, however, which I must say are all important. I was still hearing 15:630, October 1st at 19:34, and October 2nd at 1552. Despite everything, shortwave was supposed to be secure from Greece, and also despite everything, according to their website, via John Babas, they've just started a new television service in English, or a program at least, called ERT World. The newscast is entitled News for You. That's N-E-W-S, figure 4, letter U. Isn't that clever? It started Monday, October 3rd, and it's Monday through Friday at 16:30 Greek time on a number of satellites. NBCDX, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, reports on monitoring Iranian jammers and Kurdish clandestines. September 28th at 0330 to 0415, he was hearing only a lonely Iranian bubble jammer on 3964.050. Then on 4878.967, a strong Iranian bubble jammer accompanied by additional annoying heterodyne of 924 hertz against the Kurdish clandestine on 4879.887. But then that one moved down 10 kilohertz at 0344 to 4869.887 and then wandered another few hertz to 0.890. However, the Iranian radio section of the Secret Service did not realize the move of the concerned subject and kept holding the 4879 frequency area for jamming just for nothing. As of last week, we were reporting that Radio Madagascar was again on 4910, its new alternate frequency. However, by October 1st, they were back on 5010, says Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, at 0233 to 0250, carrier plus upper sideband at first, interval signal at 0235, followed by national anthem. On October 3rd at 1433 to 1505 by long path, Ron Hart in California still had them on 5010. And he also gets their frequency on the next band up, 6135.28 in parallel, which suddenly went off the air at 1459. Martin Throat in the Netherlands was also getting this at almost exactly the same time by short path, October 3rd at 1453, a carrier at least, which went off at 1459. On 6135.29, heterodyning Radio Sana'a Yemen on exactly 6135, which closed 9 seconds later. In shortwave bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden also observes that these two stations sign off within 2 minutes of each other. Yemen on 6135 exact, and presumed Madagascar on 6135.29. Another station, which periodically jumps between two alternate frequencies, presumably meaning alternate transmitters, but these are much closer together, is RTM Malaysia, nominal 6050. As of September 25th, John Wilkins in Colorado reported to Cumbre DX, the ASIC FM relay, at 1301 past 1320 was still where it had been for a while, 20 hertz above 6050. However, Ron Howard in California reports that as of October 3rd, they'd switched back to their other frequency, 6049.52. Also heard that date on the lower frequency by Martin Groot in the Netherlands. Actually, he puts it on 6049.51 at 1506. October 3rd, he said they'd been on the other frequency for at least 2 months. And here in Oklahoma, I can usually tell which frequency they're on around 1200 UT, because when they're off frequency to the low side, I can hear a heterodyne against HCJB. The private station in the Netherlands, KBC Radio, has been testing on medium wave 531 from a transmitter in Germany, really too far away to reach the Netherlands very well. It's in Burg. However, according to their website via the Media Network blog, those tests were to stop on Friday, 7 October. They had been at 15 to 18 UT, but then the next day, Saturday, 8 October, they're starting shortwave tests on 6095, Saturdays and Sundays at 09 until 16 UT. Speculation continues about what the transmitter site is for 6095. Luxembourg, or Lithuania. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1585. Our website brings you much more information from the archive of DX Listening Digests. We quote extensively from the latest issue for each World of Radio broadcast, the new one being number 11-40, accessible via worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Robert W. Gruska in Glendale, New York, who sent a money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. One may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. I continue to hear Voice of Nigeria upon occasion from before 05 until past 06 UT on 15120. But reception varies greatly from night to night. Sometimes it's barely audible, sometimes not at all. But if you keep trying, you may have a usable signal, such as I did on September 30th, peaking 12 over 9, but always with a big hum. It was not so good on October 3rd around 0528, more hum than modulation, and the signal was poor. Kai Ludwig in Germany says, will the new Abuja site ever be used for broadcasting? How many years have passed since the units were built? And for how much longer is maintenance all that will take place? I do not believe it'll ever be put into real program operations until I hear it, especially in light of a report on the Media Network blog that the Nigeria Broadcasting Corporation itself may be scrapped. Wolfgang Buschel reports that the reason the new three-transmitter site at Abuja isn't operational is that although completed 22 months ago by Thales and Tomcast, it still has not been paid for by the government. Meanwhile, a visiting German ham gets to test the extremely high-gain antennas, plugging his 100-watt transmitter into them. Meanwhile, you may hear the other domestic service Radio Nigeria site at Abuja on 7275. Wolfgang Buschel reports a very weak signal, maybe on reduced power compared to Mauritania 7245 and Tunisia 7335 between 06 and 08. And another Tunisian transmitter blocks 7275 until 0627. You may recall that the pirate the Crystal Ship was busted by the FCC a few months ago, but now Noble West reports that TCS plans to return, according to John Poet on his Facebook site. He says, we're making arrangements for relay transmissions from what is becoming a network of free radio stations, which should cover most of the U.S. and Canada. Our strength in the far west and far north will be much greater than we were ever able to manage on our own. Our first program will hopefully be delivered to relaying stations within the next few weeks. In Australian DX News, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria reports on Radio Pakistan's English broadcast. All three transmitters were heard at 1700 UT September 28th with news in English, 3975, 11590, and 15265. At 1706 there was an ID, but at 1740 there were different programs on 3975 compared to the others. He says earlier on Saturdays, before the English news at 1600, which is now at 1700, there was a weekly political discussion in English from 1510 to 1600, and wonders whether they're still doing that now before 1700 on 3975. Pedro F. Arunatigui in Peru has issued another of his monthly El Chasquido X reports for September. Among many other things, he notes Radio Tarma in Tarma, Junin, Peru, 50 hertz below 4775. September 28th at 2250 to midnight 5 with folk music. And they have IDs at the top of each hour for medium wave, shortwave, and FM. The shortwave call sign is Oseekis 4E. Also, two shortwave stations in Quillabamba, Cusco, heard early in September, Radio Quillabamba on 5025 exactly, at 1100 to 1120, signing on at that time with the national anthem and commercials, newscast Panorama Mundial. It had interference from Cuba after 1100. The other one is Radio Ondas del Sur Oriente in Quillabamba, 5120.40 at 23:40 to midnight 25, with local commercials, including for a shoe store and for the national coca enterprise, Enaco. Here's an offbeat catch I had not heard of before, because Francesco Cicconi in Italy posted an audio clip of the Polish coastal station Witowo Radio, WITOWO, which has coastal warnings in English and Polish, on 2720 at 2130 UT. Last week we reported that Radio Free Sarawak might be coming back, as a schedule had appeared for a station that looked like it would be that, and now that's confirmed by a widely quoted article from Free Malaysia Today, thanks to Yumber Gaviria, Mike Cooper, and Mike Barraclough, among others. It appeared October 3rd, giving details, even the time and frequency, 10 to 12 UT on 17560. Check the website www.radiofreesarawak.org. Ivo Ivanov says the transmitter site is Tajikistan. In Cumbridex, Bob Wilkner in Florida reports Solomon Islands on 5019.9, a week at 1000 UT, September 30th. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany measured it on 5019.867, probably Solomon Islands, September 24th at 0744, is heard by a remote receiver in Brisbane, Australia. It's scheduled between 07 and 20 UT. Tibet's shortwave frequencies had been missing for a few weeks due to annual maintenance. Martin Rode in Netherlands reports Lhasa again being heard on September 25th, before and after 1500 on 6130 and 6025. Ron Howard in California also reports 4820 and 4920, mixing with India, as well as 6200. From KimAndrewElliott.com, the Washington Post reported September 24th about a federal employee viewpoint survey. The Office of Personnel Management conducts an annual survey of the workforce to learn how federal employees feel about their workplaces. OPM was one of two agencies that improved. The Broadcasting Board of Governors was another. Its improvement needs to be encouraged because it continues to perform below the government-wide average. Kim Elliott comments, evidence that the BBG might remain at the bottom of the job satisfaction ratings is that BBG is advertising a job vacancy for digital research analyst responsible for digital media and web metrics. It's a GS-14. BBG is also advertising for a research analyst responsible for direct radio, radio placement, satellite television, television placement, and digital media, as well as sample design, fieldwork, survey questionnaires, and web metrics. It's a notch lower at GS-13. The supposedly platform-agnostic BBG is placing digital media higher in a new audience research pecking order. Perhaps this is because digital media audience, which accounts for only a very small fraction of the total BBG audience, is more difficult to find through research. On October 1st, I caught WWCR on two frequencies contrary to its own schedule. At 0545, Brother Scare was still on the daytime frequency 9980, meaning it's a poor signal with flutter that time of night, and missing from 5890, where it was supposed to be. Also, at 1248, they were still on 5935. That's with Unshackled after the University Network segment ended, instead of 7490, and thus interfering with Russia on both sides. But by October 3rd, they were back on 7490, no longer interfering with Russia. Besides my primary target of Mexicans on medium wave, I've been DXing around sunrise here. I've found some interesting things from this side of the border. On 790, KNST in Tucson has a Fox News format, and the signal peaked to a very good level briefly, October 4th, around 1229, which is sunrise here. And furthermore, it was so strong I could tell they are running IBOC, digital hash on both sides, infesting 780 and 800, contrary to the lists. On 870, around 1200, I had been getting clear reception from XETAR, the indigenous station in Chihuahua. However, interference from another Spanish-speaking station appeared, identifying as Radio Variedades. I first assumed it was Fort Worth, but Håkan Sundman in Helsinki and Neil Kazaros in Illinois say it's KLSQ in Whitney, Nevada, near Las Vegas. This was September 29th at 12:13, although I've not heard it subsequently. On 1070, Sunday, October 2nd at 12:37, I was hearing choral music of a religious nature. Could it be KNX, which is normally news talk? Everything pointed to KNX as far as the reception quality and direction. And yes, it is. Greg Hardison in California says for over 30 years they've been carrying the Mormon Tabernacle Choir from KSL before 6 a.m. Pacific time on Sundays. And Rick Lewis in Washington also says if you want news from KNX between 1230 and 1300 UT Sundays during DST, you're out of luck when they're carrying the weekly Mormon Tabernacle Choir. September 29th at 1218 UT, I was rather startled to hear the Quran on 1110 kHz. Also with some English words of translation. It must have been one of the Texans. KVTT in the Metroplex is supposedly Christian, so how about the other one, KTEK near Houston, listed as a biz radio format. In ABDX, Todd Robertson, South Carolina, reports improving reception of KCJJ 1630 from Iowa, and he gets it in AM stereo. Good separation on the Delco UX1 in the evenings. The format is talk and American contemporary, the latter, I assume, where stereo is more useful. Legislation threatening funding for public broadcasting is again in the works. Check www.170millionamericans.org. Shortwave America reports that the occupation movement needs amateur operators to help. Check www.occupytogether.org. Ron Howard in California says, as of October 3rd, Radio Tanzania Zanzibar has been off the air for about 2 weeks. It's not looking good for them. Check 6015 between 0257 and 0321. I found two very weak carriers around 30,690, around 21 past 22 UT, which made me suspect they might be the second harmonics of Morocco and or Argentina on 15345 variable, but still too weak and yet to be confirmed. I wonder if anyone else can hear these. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued October 4th. ANK indices peaking at 18 and 5 on October 6th, but then only 8 and 3 or 5 and 2 through October 31st. Solar flux dropping from 120 October 6th to 110 October 14th to 16th and back up to a peak of 125 October 19th through 29th. And that's World of Radio number 1585. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.